What do they say in the media? You should never work with children and animals. Well, I've failed miserably today. Okay, all right, in the kids' space, but when it comes to animals, no good. But how could you say no to these cute little guys who've been brought in from Small Animal Rescue Ballarat? The lady behind it is Sherry Reed. She's behind the microphone. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Brett. How are you going?
I'm really well. Don't animals just put a smile on people's faces, don't they?
They do, yep.
And can I apologise for PT? You came through our office here and PT said to you, "Ah, here's the crazy cat lady." That was very rude. I give you permission to thump him on the way out.
Awesome. I'll be for that.
I'll video that too. Now, let's go back in time, Sherry. The year was 2012.
Yes.
How did Small Animal Rescue Ballarat come about?
Yeah, well, it's Shaygai Small Animal Rescue, just so that you get it right.
Okay, thank you. It's just like being at home, being corrected.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Brenda and I met through a... when I was an after-hours ranger years ago, and we met through that, and she was doing a little bit of cat rescue herself, but as a result of that, her and I meeting up and having similar interests, we decided to start up Shaygai. So we've been running since May 2013, officially on the Facebook page, but we were running a couple of years before then.
Yeah.
We are a not-for-profit charity registered now, so that's awesome as well.
And this is what you do... 7 days a week, round the clock.
As volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Along with our foster carers, like Brenda and I do a lot of the rescuing. Like we get a lot of calls out to say there's some kittens in a drain or there's some kittens dumped on the side of the road. Can you go pick them up and that sort of stuff? So we do have the foster carers that will come out and give us a hand as well, but they also look after these babies that we have come into care, bring them up in their own homes so they're brought up around vacuum cleaners and dogs and noises and all that sort of stuff. So if someone's looking for an animal, for a kitten, we can actually say, we know the exact one for you.
Yep.
And in saying that, out of all the adoptions that we've had, we've probably only had a handful that have actually been returned because they weren't suited.
Is that right?
Which is pretty amazing, really.
And if you're talking about a handful coming back, hit us with the number of cats and kittens that you have rehomed.
Righto. Since... lucky you don't have smell of vision.
Oh, can't smell anything. My nose must be blocked. It's not good, is it?
No, not good.
Sorry. What's that number, Sherry? Come on.
Since we started with Latrobe, this is mainly with Petstock.
Yep.
So Latrobe Street Petstock opened up on the 23rd of the 4th, 2016 with the Kitty Play Centre. That was built exclusively for us, pretty much. They came to us and said, would you like to put your kittens in your Petstock? We said, awesome. Mm. Thank you very much. Mm. We'll do that. Since that date, in Latrobe Street itself, we've rehomed 600 kittens.
Oh, wow.
Cats and kittens.
600?
Yep, which is pretty amazing. Dalloc Home opened on the 15th of the 12th, 2019, and we've had 58 adoptions through them since then as well.
That is just remarkable.
Keeping in mind that we also had COVID in between there, so they weren't able to have kittens in there then. So during that COVID time, once we were allowed to have visitors... Mm. We set up a kitty play centre at my house. I have an undercover area.
Okay.
So we had a kitty play centre set up at our house and I had to make appointments for people to come and meet. And in that time, we actually rehomed 37 adoptions.
Right. So it's actually far higher than that.
Absolutely.
600.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exclusively Petstock. It's a 600.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many we've had privately. There are cats and kittens that we can't put into Petstock purely because they may not cope with that sort of environment.
Yep.
So...
Yeah, I've got a whiff of that now. Yeah, Sherry, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought you guaranteed we were going to get no nasty smells in the studio. That's gone horribly wrong.
You've got some new loader. That's awesome.
No. Sherry, what's the ratio like from cats and kittens to people who want them? I'm guessing too many cats and kittens?
Absolutely too many cats and kittens. But in saying that, we don't normally have much trouble adopting them out.
That is good to hear.
Thanks to Petstock. Prior to Petstock, we used to do our adoptions at my house or at Brenda's house. So we would set a day once a week and we would have people come into our homes and do meet and greets, which was really difficult for the other family members, let alone the foster carers dropping kittens off that the kittens didn't know the area and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So, that was really difficult that way. But in saying that, it was, that's what got us into Petstock as well, so.
Yeah, there we go. A happy ending, if you like.
Absolutely.
You need to go to a lot of trouble, well, probably on all occasions, but on some unique occasions. Like we've got a little orange guy in the cage in the studio today. He's had some jaw problems. You're sorting those out for him.
Yeah, he was born with a shorter bottom jaw than a top jaw.
Right.
He came to us through a lady who we're helping with getting her adults de-sexed.
What's happening in the cage?
You don't want to
know. Okay, don't tell me. Thank you.
You don't want to know. This is where I need Brenda.
Brenda?
She does the cleaning up.
We need you, Brenda, urgently. Yeah, we're talking about his jaw, like the Simpsons type jaw.
Yeah, his lower jaw is shorter than his top jaw.
Yeah.
So he can't eat properly. Mm. He's a lot smaller than his siblings, so his siblings are probably double his size. Mm. We've had his x-rays and all that sort of stuff, and it's not anything, no breaks or anything like that, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taking him to see Debbie Hall, who does Bowen and Emmett therapy. Tigrada.
Right, okay.
Tigrada is the name of her business. Amazing. She's got him eating dry food where I couldn't have him. He couldn't chew dry food before. And she's actually offered to foster him for a little while so that she can do some more external work on him.
Yeah.
And hopefully get him I'm hoping that he might end up being what we call a foster failure. So he'll just live with Deb forever.
I'm sure she's hoping as well. It must be heartwarming a lot of the time, Sherry, but it must also be heartbreaking, some of the stuff you and Brenda see.
Absolutely, yeah. It's devastating, some of the conditions that the animals come in at. It's devastating seeing where they've come from. Like people that find boxes of kittens dumped on the side of the road. We had a case not that long ago of 11 kittens that were found on the side of the road on the way to between Meredith and Geelong. These babies were very unwell with cat flu. Some of them we did lose, sadly, but others are doing really well, but they will always be cat flu carriers.
Yeah, okay.
So even though they're vaccinated and all that sort of stuff, their cat flu will probably come out again in stress situations or... but in saying that, we always let any of our adopters know this kitty has had flu. Just be aware that it might get a little bit sniffly, might sneeze a little bit, but get in contact with us if you have any trouble.
You're doing the right thing.
Yep.
Now, Shay Guy, I can highly recommend. He's a personal endorsement to Sherry because... I remember going to Petstock with the kids about 5 years ago and, we got a little orange guy and he's I don't know how to describe him. He's a lot of trouble, but he's a lot of fun. We love him to death. And it was just so easy because it's just like hand over a small amount of money to Petstock and everything is done for you.
And the thing with Petstock is they get nothing out of this except what you go in and buy from the store when you purchase the kittens.
Yeah.
Like the adoption fee comes all to us. They supply the food, they supply the scratchy posts, the toys and everything for the kids to play within the centres. And they contact us if they have any concerns. Like they treat them like they're their own cats to the extent that we've had some adopted by some of the...
Is that right? The staff taking home more than you can
We do have to put limits on them.
How many cats and kittens would you have ready to go sort of soonish?
I think we've got about 14, I think.
Right.
Ready to go now. We're just waiting for spaces to fill. Like we normally put 2 to 4 in Latrobe Street at a time. It depends on the size of the centre.
Mm-hmm.
And Dalacombe usually have a couple in there at a time. So we sort of wait for the staff to ring us and say, we need more kittens.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're down there with more.
Oh, I bet you are in an absolute flash.
Yeah.
Look, Sherry, time is against us, but congratulations to yourself and Brenda on your 600-plus milestone. Yep. It is amazing.
Awesome.
You're great community warriors.
Thank you. Doing your
very best for our furry friends. They are so cute. We'll get a photo, put it up on Facebook because
it's
a hell of a sight in here. And I tell you what, it's a hell of a stench as well.
Can I also just mention, just before we go, on the 13th of March, quickly, Petstock do have a National Adoption Day.
Okay.
So we will have a number of kittens in Petstock Latrobe Street then, all up for adoption and ready to walk out the door with you then.
Pop it in the diary, folks, 13th of March.
Okay,
good on you. Sherry Reid from Shay Guy, Small Animal Rescue. How'd I go? I get it right?
Absolutely.
There you go. Only tell me 3 or 4 times and I catch on. Sherry, great to catch you. I'm Ballarat Today.
Thank you. Start your